How you doing, folks? I'm Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for being out there, and we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, ladies and gentlemen, pre-pandemic, the way I approached talking about wineries on the SoCal Restaurant Show was to actually visit the winery and typically do a tasting with their winemaker or their proprietor and be able to evaluate their vintages and you know, where I felt it was worth reporting on, then that would be the basis for a radio segment. Well, obviously in the last year, even to get up to the Napa Valley and environs north, Mendocino and Hopland specifically, which we're going to be talking about in a minute, kind of a no-go. So everybody being remarkably adaptive in the wine business, what's happened this year is a lot of these structured tastings with the winemakers or the proprietors have gone online. They've gone virtual. So what you'll do is have a sampling of the wines at your home and office, and then virtually you'll taste them with the winemaker. And it's not quite the same as visiting these wonderful vineyard estates, but it is a great way in keeping in touch about what's going on. Long explanation in terms of how I approached our next guest in winery, this being Saracena Vineyards, that is in the Montecito. Actually, they are in Hopland, which is Mendocino, and an incredible vineyard estate. And their longtime winemaker, Alex McGregor, has actually been with them since like the second year of their founding. And they're still under family ownership, which is nice. And it is a pleasure to welcome Saracena's winemaker, Alex McGregor, to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Alex, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I really enjoyed, Alex, a couple of weeks ago, your virtual tasting that you did of Saracena with your proprietor. You're very articulate, but you do it in a way that, you know, even though this particular group were all people that were pretty sophisticated about wines, that's not exactly me. I have a good working knowledge, but I'm certainly not a sommelier, which you are also are. But you make it very approachable and you make it very understandable. And at the end of our tasting, I really understood what the special characteristics of what your vineyard estate are in going through all the wines we tasted. So I really wanted to recognize that, but you know, also thank you for that. Alex, give our listeners a little bird's eye view, if you will, of your magnificent 250-acre estate that you have been part of since, I believe, 2002.
A lifetime, almost a lifetime, yeah. The vineyard is Saracena Vineyards. We are 30 minutes north of Healdsburg, 2 hours north of the Golden Gate, hour and a half if you drive like me. And it was
we won't tell Alex.
No problem. It it was the original Sundial property. Some of your listeners might remember Fetzer Sundial Chardonnay.
You bet.
This was the home base of Fetzer Sundial Chardonnay, owned by the Fetzer family. My employer was John Fetzer at the time. He sold the property in 2018 to Mark Taub, who's a third-generation importer-distributor with Palm Bay Imports and Taub Family Selections, everything from Cabot Pinot Grigio to Lafitte Rothschild and everything in between. So he's been in the business for a long, long time, loves the property, loves the sort of Italianate feel of it. And so, as I said, purchased in 2018. And it's gorgeous. I encourage you to visit. And I encourage you to visit next time you're up, sir, hopefully within the next 6 months. In any event, the property is, as you said, 260 acres. We're at the headwaters of the Russian River, so we're river-influenced. We have a multitude of different soils based on that. We have alluvial soils. volcanic soils, clay and loam in the center of the property. So there's all kinds of opportunity. And Mark has sort of handed the reins to me to begin a replanting process on the property. We're removing vines that are have kind of hit their apogee, to be delicate, and replacing them with newer plant material and some older plant material, head-pruned Zinfandel and Alicante Boucher, which you certainly don't hear of very much these days, Sauvignon Blanc, Bordeaux varietals, all with fairly modern trellising systems as well as head pruning. It's a huge, diverse project that I've been sort of handed the reins to take over, and it's been exciting. It's been a great last 2 years.
Well, Alex, what an exciting opportunity, obviously, in terms of the history of the wine business in California. John Fetzer is a very important name. And in terms of the distribution side of things, and as you mentioned, both the domestic and imported wines that are part of Mark's portfolio, this is a very prestigious package. And as you sort of have hinted, but I want to emphasize more, Saracena is really, as I understand it, a passion project for Mark. This is a pretty expensive proposition to do what he's doing right now. And, you know, we'll specifically talk about some of the wines that we sampled in a bit. But for the quality of the wines, these are surprisingly reasonably priced for what they are.
I agree. Our goal is certainly to deliver value. We have the luxury in Mendocino County of not being at the kind of price point that you would encounter in Napa or Sonoma in terms of grape costs. Our production costs are virtually the same. A barrel is a barrel. Labor is the same. But the same old vine block that might be $5,000 a ton in Napa is more in the $1,500 to $2,000 a ton range in Mendocino. A lot of that's attributable to farms remaining in third and fourth generation families. They own the land outright. There's also perhaps a little bit of a lack of sex appeal that we're working on in Mendocino County versus, say, Napa or Sonoma to the south. But that said, we got the advantage of getting access to amazing quality, really authentic, beautiful fruit at a lower cost. So we can deliver a great bottle of wine at a lower cost as a result.
Well, Alex, as I was the recipient of during the tasting, let's talk a little bit more about the estate, because definitely from a visitor point of view, very desirable. And, you know, as you mentioned, not that far away from Healdsburg, which is, a pretty well-known destination that's in the wine country. You also have olive trees, vegetable gardens, some animals. Tell us a little bit more about what's on the estate. And also, if you could, Alex, what does it mean to be certified California sustainable?
So first off, biodiversity is critical. And we are attempting to become more and more biodiverse as Mark invests in the property. So as you said, alpacas, fruit trees, olive groves, a chicken coop, bees. We produce our own honey off the property. We produce our own olive oil. It's not monoculture, and I think that's critical to the sustainability of the industry as a whole. We are certified CSWA, which is a certification of sustainability, and it means that we're constantly challenged to improve and seek out new ways to become sustainable. As an example, this year, as you're aware, like all Californians are, we're in a somewhat of a drought. It could be a fairly radical drought for farming, and we're adopting our farming techniques to work around that and to conserve water as much as possible. It even comes down to what vehicles you're driving, whether you're using biodiesel versus gasoline. It covers all facets of the production facility and growing operation.
Alex, you really have your hands full, because this is just not simply winemaking that's going on at Saracena. You have a lot of other goals and objectives that you need to maintain at the same time. So, again, you know, all good, but a big responsibility. Alex, we're about to
I'd be bored without it.
you don't look like the type that bores that easily, Alex, and particularly being able to work on this estate where every day I know show is something different. It's a lot of hours and a lot of responsibility, but obviously a tremendous amount of freedom, not a bad gig if you want to stay in winemaking. Alex, what we're going to do is we're going to take our top of the hour break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about visitor opportunities on the estate, which is just starting to open up again. And yes, as I promised, we're actually going to talk about some of your wines. So stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Alex McGregor, who is the longtime winemaker at Saracena Mendocino, located in Hopland, which is just north of Healdsburg, definitely within striking distance of the Napa and the Sonoma Valley wine countries. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Stay tuned.